Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We haven't learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in a while. We're learning Simen Nun about making brachas, specific halachas about making brachas, and we're learning about changing your makom and when you have to make a new bracha because you had a shinui makom, you change your place. And I think we learned Sif Yudalid, where the things where that is operative, things that are boring nefashos, so even if you go outside and you come back to your original place, but in the middle you stout, so you have to make a new bracha. Then he says if you left people behind eating, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Even if you left one person behind. It was the kviyas wasn't his batel as long as one person was left there. So we'll start with Sif Tezvav now. B'cheder echad mipina lepina, if it's one corner to another corner of the same room, many times people sit down there, okay, that's benching, is a different story, but here, to make a bracha that you have to make the bracha in the place. I will be shacheder godol miyod lahavi shini makom. The same room is not called shini makom, and it would not make you have to make another bracha.
What are they considering a different room?
So the kitzur says, oh, the kitzur talks about going outside. A different room, you also have to make a new bracha. I would say a new,
a different
new
doorway,
walls.
Or in other words, if you go from the kitchen to the salon, it's still all open. But it's still
there aren't studded that if you could see your original place, it's called you never left the place. There is such a tzad. But the Kitzur doesn't talk about it in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down those shittas. Maybe it can be makel on them sometimes about seeing. But Pashas, a different room, is, I would say if there's a new mezuzah, if there's a mezuzah, it would be a different room.
They have in mind that they're going to be moving around the house, eating forever.
Well, we paskin that around the house is okay. It's not called shini makom. Certainly, if you have in mind, you're even better off. I think the Mishnah Berurah of Bir Aloch at the end says to have in mind, and that'll make it better. But the bottom line is, within the same house, under the same roof, you don't make a bracha. You do not have to make a new bracha again. Okay, Siftes. Okay, Siftes Zion. And Michael Peres began. Shumukov Mechitzas is eating fruit in a garden that is Mechitzas around it. Uberichal Peres Milan Echad. Aldas Lechol Gam Milanos Acheros. Yochol Lechol Gam Milanos Acheros. He can eat from those other trees without making another bracha. Aval Pishen Aroya Makomo. He doesn't see it because it's like Mechitzas up there. It's Mukov Mechitzas and he had in mind. So that's good enough. And the fact that he can't see his first place is okay. Culturally, you always throw that in, as long as there wasn't a true Hesach Hadas. Not just there was no legal Hesach Hadas, but there was no true Hesach Hadas. Ben Tzorach Levorach Shainas. Avalamein Hagan Mukov Mechitzos, then you follow what you could see. Ubikol Shekein Biganzel Hagan Acher, Lo Mahani Daito, and you have to make a new bracha. They bring down from the Mishnah Berurah at the Rosh Shittas that if you have in mind, this is very again. Anytime you go on a picnic, anytime you go to the park, and you know if you're eating things, which is any Borei Nefashos things, let's say even, and you make shini makom, you have to make a new bracha. So at one point you make a new bracha. You're playing frisbee. You know, you're going to a different place. So even now from the Mishnah Berurah that if you have in mind to eat in another place, even it looks like even if you don't see, is there a Mishnah Berurah here on the table? No.
But that almost applies to hamotzi too. If you make hamotzi in your house and you know you're going to continue your meal at somebody else's apartment, you don't necessarily have to make
hamotzi
again.
You're right, but that's because of the uniqueness of hamotzi. Because that really, you should have to make a new bracha because you're going to mamash a different place with Mukov Mechitzas. But because hamotzi is different, so we allow that. If you have in mind, you're fine.
Right, but the key is if you had it in mind. So
yeah.
You
know. Well, but here we're not talking about hamotzi. So, right. But still, he says it helps because he's not talking about going to another place of machitzas. He's talking about moving around within a wide area without machitzas. So the Mishnah Berurah passes that way, even if I have to check this out. Even if you don't see the first place, that's what he says. Right.
Well,
there
aren't any machitzas. How would you?
Well, no, you're on a picnic. Go to another. You're drinking soda. Go to another area. You can't see the first area. And still having in mind helps. Okay, that's a dish of a pasta, so that's good to know for a picnic. You didn't wash, so you have the problem. You're eating hot dogs, you're eating whatever you're eating, popcorn. So you should teach the kids and yourself to have in mind that you're going to go to a different place and you're going to eat there also. Even if you're kaveya here, so if you have in mind you're going to a different place, it helps. Because the first, because you're not book of machitza, that's a mile also. Because if you're in a place that's book of machitza, then you go to a place that's not book of machitza, then you went to a different place. We're talking about that every place you're in is not book of machitza. So that's a quality, that's a mile. So therefore, if you just have in mind, that's good enough. Yeah. If you're starting off in a place, you know, you go to a gas station. You go to a gas station, you buy a can of soda. You're filling up your car with gas. Take a drink of soda, and I don't know, then you get back into the car. So you should have in mind. You should have in mind that you're going to continue the soda. Or even if you just walk around and you don't see the first place anymore.
It's in your hand.
What?
It's in your hand. Obviously,
you have to have in mind you're going to drink it in a different place.
So if you're in a mall or something like that, and you picked up a can of you.
A mall, you could treat a mall, you could be Makel with a mall too, and treat it all like one house. It's all under one roof. But there it's also the Mishnah Berurah suggests very strongly to be totally safe, you should have in mind. Not just to be soimich on the fact that it's the same Makel, such a big place with different stores. But it's one rule, so at least have in mind, it'll be more calm. Okay, stop here.